Welcome to the Amazing Development of Men, Second Edition. I'll be explaining when it happens, what it's characterized by, what men need during each stage, what they can provide during each stage, and what they can't provide. And I'll be talking about the most common mistakes that women make with men in each stage, not on purpose, but because they don't know. They just don't know what's really going on. We'll be making recommendations for how to support men and get along with men and get what you need from men in each of the stages. And at the end, I'll be answering some of the most common questions that I've been asked about this information. So thank you for joining us. This CD is chaptered, so if you're particularly interested in a particular stage, you'll be able to skip to it and back from it and listen to it over and over again, which we really recommend. If you're a woman listening to this information, one of the things that it will challenge is the notion that men are misbehaving, which is the prevalent notion in our society. And I believe it comes from assuming that men and women are versions of each other, that a woman is a type of man and that a man is a type of woman. And when women look at men, what we really see is a hairy woman. We see a hairy woman who knows the right thing to do and is purposefully not doing it, which means he's misbehaving. So the stages of development are often perceived by women as a way that a man is intentionally being difficult or intentionally being disrespectful or inattentive or intentionally being immature. And you could persist with that idea if you want, but it won't help you relate to men any better. If you're willing to suspend the notion that men are misbehaving and consider the possibility that there's a good reason for everything that they do, and it's possible to make sense of them and their behavior in a way that could profoundly improve your life and theirs, if you're willing to consider that, you'll have a lot more fun with this information because that's where it comes from. If you're a man listening to this recording, first, I have to say that completely delights me and was not expected the first time I recorded this information. I didn't expect men to be interested in it or to embrace it as much as they have. And I think it was that first call from my friend Doug, who listened to the tape and called me sobbing, saying he had never felt so gotten in his life. He had never been so seen by another human being in his life. And that's one of the things that's possible. It's possible as a man to have your life put in perspective, both the past and the present, and your anticipation of the future. It's possible listening to this information to find out that you're fine, that there's nothing wrong with you, that you're right on track, that you're not crazy if you've been thinking that lately, because there is a transition that makes men feel crazy. And you may also find out that what you need is valid. It's okay to ask for that. It's okay to need it. It's not a weakness on your part to need that. It's completely consistent with your evolution as a man.